Cigarette smoking in the United States per capita reached a peak in 1963, thanks mainly to advertising and modern machines that could mass produce them. But in spite of less advertising these days and more warnings about the dangers, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 18% of Americans still smoke cigarettes. The Florida chapter of the American Lung Association says that same percentage of adults in Florida are smokers. Experts say it's the most preventable cause of illness and death. WUSF's Susan Giles Wantuck reports that the CDC is taking its anti-smoking message to a new and more graphic level and with a Florida connection.
Felicita Soto's video is part of the CDC's three-year-old campaign whose best-known face belonged to a woman from North Carolina named Terry Hall.
I'm married, and I used to be a smoker.
One of Terry's many CDC ads shows a lovely brown-haired teenager from the 1970s, her hair flipped back in a Farrah Fawcett hairdo. The face of the young woman Terry once was stands in stark contrast to the woman who had shrunken back, lost her teeth, her hair, and even her own voice, after smoking for a long time and developing oral cancer and cancer of the larynx. This was how Terry Hall communicated in her last days, through a mechanical voice box.
If I smell it, it's the same as smoking. Because I started smoking when I was a teenager.
Did you get that? She said, it breaks my heart to see teenagers smoking, because I started smoking when I was a teenager. Terry Hall lost her life on September 16th, 2013. Even though the CDC's ads are aimed at adults, Felicita Soto, who lives in Orlando, hopes kids will get the message. She started smoking when she was in the sixth grade.
I guess I wanted to act like a grown-up. It was something that everybody was smoking around me. And I thought it was something like normal.
When Soto was 12, her mom, who also smoked, found out she was smoking. So she asked her mother if it was okay.
She said as long as I could afford it, because I used to babysit and earn a couple of dollars.
Soto got involved after seeing a CDC recruiting poster at work. Now she's teaming up with the CDC's Tips from Former Smokers, hoping to persuade kids not to smoke.
I really want to help other kids that I didn't get the chance to see commercials like this.
She tells her story on a CDC video about becoming a smoker and then quitting. And to punctuate the words in her story, she takes out her false teeth and hangs her head. After decades of smoking, Soto says she started waking up to find blood on her pillow and finally went to the dentist to get a shaky tooth pulled.
That was when he gave me the bad news about that I'm going to start losing them all very quickly because of the gum disease that I had.
Now a denture wearer at 54 with teeth only on the top, Felicita no longer enjoys going out to dinner with her family. She also worries the many years of cigarette smoking may be causing more unseen damage to her face.
My nose, my cheekbones feel, once in a while, they feel like somebody punched me in the face. It hurts it. I really don't know if that goes with the gum disease or if it's still in there. I don't know, because I can't afford to go back right now.
Soto is proud of what her work for the CDC has already accomplished. Three people she knows have already quit because of her campaign, even her older sister.
She couldn't come to my house without running outside to have a cigarette, like every 10 minutes. And she did to me 2 days ago, and she didn't go out once. I was so happy for her.
The CDC polled thousands of smokers and non-smokers before and after it rolled out the Tips from Former Smokers and says as of last September, more than 100,000 smokers had quit right after the first campaign ads ran in the spring of 2012. And more ads are on the way, including Felicita Soto's. Susan Giles Wantuck, WUSF 89.7 News.
You can see the CDC's Tips from Former Smokers and watch the video at WUSFnews.org.